Review and approval of the EMS lease from Medic Station 114.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. Kind of following up on Mr. Lawson's update of the MOU with the Paramedic Station 114 in Dewey Beach. The current facility, well, the former current facility for 114 has been demolished, and that unit is currently homeless. We did find a rental property to get us through the construction phase until that property is done. So I do have a motion to enter into a lease agreement with the property we found on Rehoboth Beach Avenue, or Rehoboth Avenue Extended in Rehoboth Beach, that would allow for a temporary housing for Medic 114. There was one slight update to the lease agreement that I believe you have in your packets. The lease did initially state that it was going to be an agreement with Shomo Properties. That has been updated to the Waypoint LLC. We had a wrong name on that draft lease agreement. Okay.
That's right there by Church Street, right?
It is, right there by Church Street, right there at the traffic light.
Okay. All right, you have a motion.
I do have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council will enter into a lease agreement with the Waypoint LLC for a property located at 37251 Rehoboth Avenue Extended in Rehoboth Beach to house Medic 114 until the completion of the Dewey Beach Town Hall Complex and paramedic facilities.
Okay, pleasure of council.
So moved.
Motion, Ms. Grunenbaum.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum.
Yes.
Ms. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Medlars.
President, I'm back with the maintenance.
Hit your button, yeah.
The council has dealt with that, the maintenance contract on the business park, the air park, and the Rudder Lane area several times in the last 6 years. And it has been evolving as we've changed the different mowing tactics and techniques, the banks mowing versus the dip outs, et cetera. So over the years, the council has added bulk mowing to certain ones of our contract. Now, J-Core Enterprises holds the bulk of the contract. Some work is still done by the Conservation District. But the county's facilities team also does a good bit of fine mowing. We actually handled some of the fine mowing in the business park, which, as you can see, Rudder Lane area with the EOC and our own buildings and the business park requires the team to go to two different locations, load the trailer back up, run on over there. So J-Core is already over there. The two entities started talking, our facilities team been talking to the J-Core team, and the two of them came up with a suggested where the county does, county forces do all the fine mowing at all the properties we own. That's the terminal building, the EOC, the joint maintenance facility. And J-Core handles all the bulk mowing over on the business park and the air park side. So that results in between the credits and the debits results in a $16,000 per year increase. And the recommendation and the ask from facilities and the recommendation from the engineering department is to make that change to the annual contract amount with J-Core Enterprises. And I have a motion for your consideration. And you've seen the map. When you see these maps, you see how tricky these RFPs are to come up with the right numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Okay, please read your motion.
Be moved based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one to the 2019 Sussex County Delaware Coastal Airport Business Park and Miscellaneous Property Maintenance Contract with J-Core Enterprises be approved, increasing the annual contract amount by $16,821.55.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Bryant.
Good morning. What you have before you is a recommendation from the Sussex County Engineering Department for a bid award to a company named Zone Striping out of Glassboro, New Jersey, for the restriping of our runway 422, runway 523, and taxiway Delta. On March 19th, the bid opening was held. Zone striping was the low bidder, $78,320.10. They are a well-known company in the airport industry.
Quite a variance in prices, isn't there?
Oh, and how? In fact, the good news was I actually budgeted $100,000 for this project, and the bid came in well under that, so I was happy with the bid.
Okay, do you have a motion?
I do have a motion, yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approve a bid award to Zone Striping Incorporated of Glassboro, New Jersey, in the amount of $78,320.10 for work associated with the Delaware Coastal Airport Taxiway Restriping Project A25-36.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Just a quick question. How do you suppose they do it so much less expensively?
Zone striping, this is what zone striping does. They travel the country restriping airport runways and taxiways. And also in our case, we know we have contaminants on the existing markings. All that's going to be removed before the application of paint and reflective glass beads are applied to the markings.
They're doing all of that.
They're doing all that.
We're confident that they'll do as good a job as anybody.
Oh, yes. In fact, they've done several projects with the Delaware River Bay Authority at many of their airports. And interestingly, in 2019, they restriped our runway 523. So they're familiar with this work.
We have experience with them, too.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any question on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr.
Whitehouse?
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. We have just one item this week, which is a time extension request for conditional use number 2290 for the Toback Flex Park. And the request was received on March 19th of this year, and County Council may remember the application from the decision that was made on the contractor flex space conditional use at its meeting of May 10th of 2022. That application and that approval would lapse after a period of 3 years, if not extended, being May 10th of this year. So the department received a request on March 19th of this year requesting a time extension as that application has not yet been implemented, and a written justification was submitted for that detailing the various approval processes that the applicant is going through. But this went to the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of March 19th of this year, and the Commission did recommend to County Council that a time extension request be granted for a six-month period, which would allow commencement of the implementation of the development to November 10th of this year. And there is a memo in your paperless packet today summarizing that chronology, along with a copy of a letter that has been received from the applicant's engineer. We have since received a supplemental statement from the applicant's engineer, which I have printed and placed on your desks. And unless there's any questions, Mr. President, I have a motion for your consideration.
Thank you. Please.
I do have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
Imagine that.
Something different.
I thought I read in that memo that they're requesting to go from two buildings to five.
Right. So there is, in parallel with this time extension request, there is a request to modify the conditions of approval. That can only be done by way of ordinance. So there is a parallel application which will be before you on the May 21st meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and will be before you in July. So there is a parallel application traveling alongside this time extension request. Please.
Well, our bar for, considering that they're underway is pretty low. I mean, and they haven't, I drive by there frequently, they haven't done anything that I can see. And other people have submitted applications and gone through the process successfully, and yet they, for some reason, have not been able to. I'm really questioning whether, I mean, to me it sounds like a new application altogether, a whole new concept that should really start at the beginning again, and not not be kind of piecemeal, you know.
Excuse me, Mr. Riley, I believe the application that you're voting on today is only on the extension. It is not for changing any number of buildings or anything else, so you would look at that.
Didn't it say they're increasing from 2 to 5?
So it is of, so what is before you today is the 6-month time extension request on the original approval. In parallel with that process, there's another conditional use application which will be before you within a couple of months. And that is to modify the conditions of approval to effectively change the design. So if not approved, the time extension request, then the original CU will lapse. But you have another conditional use coming up to modify the conditions of approval. So that is relevant to the application's time extension request. So if approved today for 6 months, that allows the applicant to get before you to request that. That's a separate decision by council, and that requires public hearings. And that is scheduled. But they're also citing in their submittals that they're requiring, they still haven't gone through all the necessary state approval processes, and that's ongoing. So there's multiple reasons for their request. They are asking for 6 months, which would allow them to go through that process. But that will be before you in a few months as a public hearing. So.
I don't know. Something sounds off about it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't even part, the three of us weren't even part of the original application.
So are we harming
approval.
Anything?
So we're approving something we didn't approve.
Putting ourselves at any risk by giving the extension.
So by giving them 6 months, it allows the original approval to stay alive for another 6-month period to allow them to come before you to request a modification to the conditions of approval. Whether that is approved or denied by County Council, they must still start by November 10th of this year, or it will lapse. So.
And if we don't extend today, what happens?
Then they have until May 10th to start work, so of this year. So.
Of this year.
Right. What your standard should be on this has nothing to do with the other buildings, but have they been using due diligence in pursuing their original application that was granted? And is it due to circumstances beyond their control, whether or not other agencies have held them up, weather conditions, things like that is the standard that we look at.
And how do we know that?
Yeah, how do we know that?
Well, that's part of the application and went through P&Z as well.
I mean, what evidence do they give of that? Because other people have gone through the process and been successful, and yet, for some reason, they have not.
But we have had people, Mr. Whitehouse, typically Mr. Whitehouse gives a recommendation based on the application, what's been given to him, plus based on what was going through planning and zoning. That's how you make your decision.
So if we grant the approval and they get the extension, that they'll be able to build the 2 units. Now, if the other three get denied, they'll still continue with the 2.
That's
presumably.
That's correct. And whether this time extension request doesn't affect the request to modify the conditions. That comes
so
later.
So granting this request doesn't automatically give them right to build 5 units.
No,
correct.
It
just preserves their right to build 2.
It just gives them an extra 6 months to start work. That's all the decision today does. But later this year, there will be a public hearing and there'll be an application before you requesting to modify conditions. That's separate to this time request.
Which you can deny if you do not like that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of people coming back and asking for change of, you know, modified conditions after the fact. I mean, ask for what you want up front and go with it, you know, and not come back and piecemeal it. You know, I don't, but whatever. I mean, you've answered my questions.
Sure. Unless there's any further questions, Mr. President, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council grants a 6-month time extension request on applications conditional use CU 2290, to extend the period for commencement to November 10th, 2025.
Pleasure of Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Do we have a second? Mr. McCarron. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
No.
Ms. Riley?
I'm going to vote yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, while you're still up here,
I don't know.
Okay. Mr. Wojcicki, while you're still here, it's not on the agenda, but I just have a question and make sure for the public that we have this on the record. Back on, I think it was March 11th, there was a hearing on North Star. At that time, the record was left open for specific reasons, and it was for a two-week period that any council member had the opportunity by Tuesday afternoon, 2 weeks away, by 4:30, to ask any questions for DLDOT, which that time has passed. They've been submitted to DLDOT. If my calculations are correct, today at 4:30, DLDOT will have to have their responses in the record. At that point, you will make sure that those are on the record so that the public and council can read those, see what they were. And then 2 weeks from today at 4:30, there's no meeting that day, but that is still the deadline. 2 weeks from today at 4:30, any member of the public can respond to those comments and questions in writing, including the applicant, by 4:30 in the afternoon to that site.
That's correct. The copy of the letter that we've sent to DLDOT is online and in the paperless packet for public viewing, and DLDOT's response, which is due by 4:30 today, will also be uploaded to our paperless packet.
And then 2 weeks from today at 4:30, the record will automatically close in this matter.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Ross.
Can I just bring up a hypothetical, and I apologize, Charlie, for doing this, but we sent a robust amount of questions to DLDOT. Hypothetically, if they do not get the response in by today.
That's what the motion said. It's only open till today at 4:30.
I think what we'll have to do is keep you updated in real time on whether or not DLDOT gets a response in today or at a later date.
Okay.
Just so.
If they're a later date, they will not be in the record, cannot be considered for their vote. I mean, that was the motion. The record was open 2 weeks right. For council to make the motion or to ask the questions, 2 weeks for DLDOT to respond to those.
And that can't be modified?
You would have to go through I'm not sure what process we'd have to go through to do that. We'd probably have to re-advertise the whole matter again to bring it back up.
Those questions are really critically important, at least from my perspective, to being able to make a decision. So if they're not in, then I suppose it's a problem for me to.
And that obviously could pose an issue on how you would vote on a matter. But, that's, we typically like to give deadlines for state agencies because technically, a state agency could sit, the zoning decision's yours. And you want to make sure state agencies respond promptly to any of the questions that you ask so that they are in the record.
Let us reach out to DLDOT and see if they can give us a sense of whether or not they'll have the answers in by today.
And you can get those to us?
Certainly.
Yeah.
But if they're not, then we can't consider it.
Well, let's put it to you this way. If they're not in by close of business today, then we're going to have to figure out from our attorney what our options would be at that point moving forward, and we'll have to bring it back onto a future agenda to discuss it so that you're all aware of it.
Yes. And part of the reason that timeline was given also because in part of the application, there was a deadline for filing certain things for affordable housing aspect of it also. So that was the other reason, although we typically do put time limits on things.
Yeah. Okay, any other discussion?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one grant request. Friends of the Georgetown Library is requesting $500 for their annual 5K and 1 mile walk. Last grant received with this event was the amount of $500 from Mr. Riley, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
I'll make a motion to grant $500 from my account.
Motion to grant $500 from Mr. Riley's account. Is there a second?
Second. It may not be customary. Sorry. I'd actually like to give another 200. if I may. I'd like to overfund this.
Sure they won't say no.
I'm sure they won't. Give my regards to Rachel, if you will. I think, are you here for this? Is this what you're here for? I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. As you were. $200 from my account, please.
Okay, this will be $500 from Mr. Riley's account and $200 from Mr. Lloyd's account. That's total $700. And we need a motion.
That was a motion. Second.
Mr. Riley, okay. And second, Mr. McCarron. Question on the motion. Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum.
Yes.
Ms. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for an assisted living facility and medical offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 194.17 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley, introduce it.
The next one is also in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for an educational facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 194.17 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium residential district, residential planned community for certain parcels of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 637 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to a tax parcel number 334-4-34 and 235-27-11, 12, 13, and 14.
Before you start thinking this is all my day here, you know, this is all part of the same project, so I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And that is all.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Okay, we'll entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30.
So moved.
Member comments?
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Member comments?
Oh, I'm
comments.
Sorry.
Comments.
Okay, council member comments.
Hey.
Sorry.
No, certainly last week the Land Use Working Group met, and I'd like to thank every single person that's taking part in that. There were certainly both sides of the discussion are certainly represented. One common theme I kept on hearing was density from both sides as we continue to see two houses per acre march across Sussex County. You know, there was certainly discussion about density and in the right areas. And this also couples with what we just heard from Dr. Tam, you know, just earlier this morning with affordability concerns, and a lot of times that is handled through density. And since density appears a common theme, at some point in time, I think it might be prudent to review density levels, and a lot of times that comes in reviewing building height. And these are conversations, hopefully, that you know, the working group will point us towards, but I think all in all, we need to have them coming up.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, now we'll entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunbaum. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in recess until 1:30. Thank you.